Dear people, I think this may be the most fun, comical parable Jesus spoke in the Gospels. It's really fun. I started laughing in my chapel this morning, which also reveals that I'm a bit strange. But it is comical when one really looks into it, and so let's try to do that today. So Jesus says, take care to guard against all forms of greed. The Greek word is pleonexia, literally translated, wanting more. Protect yourself from this movement to wanting more. And it's not just money. This wanting more, the will, the grasping will, wanting more. I remember when I was a little kid going to one of my aunt's houses. One of my aunts here in Bismarck, we used to love to come, entered the house through the garage, through the immediate entryway, after the second door, walked in through a small, short hallway, and right here, I can see it plain as day, was her big, heaping candy jar. Bowl full of candy. I tell you what, pleonexia happened in me when I saw that. Happens all kinds of levels. Now here is the Catholic response to pleonexia, wanting more. Not repressing. This wanting more is precisely what will make a person a saint. That is not to be repressed, ultimately. It's relating it. Bringing this wanting more to wanting God. And this very thing now makes me a saint. And so the Christian response to this will that soul is so hungry, looking for something, it is not an issue of repressing and crushing it, but teaching it how to go to the right place. Now here is precisely this rich man's problem. Listen to how stuck he is in himself and can't relate. Then he told him a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, what shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest. And he said, this is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build there I shall store all my grain, and I shall say to myself. Now as for you, the only time he uses you, it's still referring to himself. You guys see the problem? You and I have had this same conversation. All this man has to do is this: God, I really want more security, and I don't believe I can find it in you. And so I grasp for possessions, and I give you permission to heal that. There is something in me that doesn't trust you'll give me the security I'm looking for. I beg you to change that in me. That's how one is converted from greed. May God grant us the grace to get out of our pathetic self-made prison and bring our heart to God.